Standing by to weigh in on that, she is the CEO at Restaurant HR Group, Inc. She is a former HR person for Potbelly, and she's the author of a brand new book, The Restaurant Operator's HR Playbook. She is Carrie Luxem. Carrie, how are you on this glorious day?
I'm doing great, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing somewhat less than that, but it's early. I'll get there before midnight.
Awesome.
Now, there are two arguments, really, to every side of an equation, and somewhere in the middle lies the truth.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people want to blame the extra benefits that the government has been giving for the reason why there are 9.2 million unfilled jobs in this country, a large number of which were are occurring in the restaurant industry. On the other side of the argument is this theory that people took this time off in the last 18 months when they were laid off or let go from their place of employment, perhaps the restaurant industry, to reevaluate what they're doing in life. So wherein does lie the truth?
Well, you know, I do think it's a combination of those things and probably a whole host of other things. I mean, you know, people have really taken time to reevaluate where they are and does it make sense to work in these jobs or, you know, put your kids in childcare? Are there other industries? You know, there's other industries outside the restaurant industry that are hiring and busier, you know, healthcare and whatever. So I think people have made decisions to make changes. And, you know, this isn't an industry that's oftentimes well known for paying very well. And I think the combination of getting extra benefits and having more options in other industries. And I think there's a lot of reasons that people are, are making a change. And, you know, it's hard right now. Restaurant employees, they're being called essential, but they don't really feel essential. Their customers are coming in and they have to, you know, battle the whole mask thing. And they're so understaffed that they're being overworked and they've got their owners and the managers of these companies are going out and paying these big bonuses to people that have not proven themselves in the company yet. So they're getting a $500 or $400 or $1,000 sign-on bonus, and they've been working with the company and maybe not being taken care of. So I think that it's, you know, there's some issues. I do feel like, I mean, we're supporting, we don't handle recruiting, but we handle the HR for restaurants throughout the country. And I do feel like it is feeling like it's coming together. My husband's a restaurateur. He has a couple dozen restaurants in the Chicagoland area. We're feeling like it is getting better and better each and every day. But, you know, the reality is, Ken, it takes a lot of work post-pandemic or any time. If you want to build, if you want to build a great team, if you want to bring people into your restaurants that are going to be, you know, excited about working for you, it takes so much more than throwing a bunch of money or putting an ad on an online job board. And those that put the amount of effort into doing this, like somebody would to attract new customers, if you're putting that same level of commitment into attracting, hiring, and retaining those employees, you're going to come out ahead every time.
Yeah, but it's the old adage, can you throw money at a problem and fix the problem? Is it all money? Because it doesn't sound like it's all money. It sounds like for a lot of places, not every place, certainly, but for a lot of places, it's a lot of work for low pay, and you're relying on the generosity of others to get you up to a standard of living where you can exist. It sounds to me, handing out a bonus isn't going to solve much, and that money is going to run out quickly, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, every situation is different, and people are motivated by different things, and depending on where you are in the country, could money fix your temporary problem? Sure, it definitely could. But you're not, you know, you can't survive in this industry if you run your business by doing these sort of temporary fixes. I mean, you can try to increase. Again, I'm hearing a lot of, well, I'm going to go work somewhere else where they're giving bonuses. They're not taking care of me. I'm in here proving myself every day, and they're giving big bonuses to new people just so they'll come and work with us, you know. And so I think there's some broken, and it's broken, you know.
Yeah.
But I do think if you have a company, you know, if you're a great employer and you're prioritizing your people, you would be amazed at there's some groups that we work with, they're really not having staffing issues, and I'll tell you why. They prioritize every day their people. They pay well consistently. They offer benefits, and sometimes it's medical insurance, and sometimes it's just they research gym discounts, or they give free meals, and they really know how to highlight those things. They create a culture of learning and growth, and they make their people feel respected and valued and all of the things that people care about. I always like to tell, you know, most restaurant owners and managers, they started in the kitchen. They started as a server maybe, and they grew through the ranks. Think about when you were in the kitchen or when you were washing those dishes. What did you care about? Sure, you wanted to make as much money as you could, but all of those other things are what going to build a loyal team that so many people miss. They just fly through the days, and what can I do to get people? Well, I'm going to throw $500 at them. It's just not going to be an effective way to run your business.
Yeah, so you're talking about culture. You're talking about buying into what's going on there, and you're right. If you give somebody a $400 bonus, chances are that's gone. They're paying a bill or doing something with it where it's gone almost immediately.
Yeah.
But can the same disciplines be applied to, for example, a mom-and-pop restaurant or somebody that's a local guy, maybe has one or two restaurants? Because the larger chains, by and large, are going to have people like you, you know, HR people that are coming up with these great ideas.
Yeah.
But for the local guy, he's just trying to make it go one day to the next. Can those same disciplines apply to him?
Absolutely. People, you know, and again, you've got to know who you're talking to. And this certainly isn't easy, Ken, but if you have a couple of restaurants, you know, you can go out there and talk to people. I mean, one of the best recruiting strategies is to not really recruit, is to go out into your community, talk passionately about the business that you have, and excite people about what it could do for them. Maybe they're in college and they can come and work there for a couple of years and have a lot of flexibility. Maybe they want to make as much money as they can while they're getting their master's degree, whatever. Like, play to what it is that they're excited about. But ultimately, people want to work around positive people who are going to care about them as a person, not just an employee. So I think whether you have one restaurant or you have 100 restaurants, if you have leaders that think like that, you can do some great things. And one of the things I have seen be very successful over this very stressful time, one, people are hiring a lot of summer help right now because you can. It's the middle of the summer and it's a temporary fix because kids are going to go back to school. But taking, you know, investing in your current staff, take your star crew members or maybe assistant managers and assign them the role of recruiting and pay them a bonus to figure out ways to constantly find and recruit and attract people. Because the big problem with recruiting, it's the most important thing is to drive new candidates into the restaurant and find them, but nobody has the time to do it because they're short staffed. The managers, you know, are running around trying to keep their head above water. But if you designate somebody, just like you designate somebody to train the staff, you know, you've got an hourly certified trainer.
Yeah.
Find somebody that is a great communicator. They're very extroverted. They understand the community and incentivize them to go out and work on this every single day, and it'll help a ton.
Oh, I'd hire you. I mean, you're the best advocate I've heard for the restaurant industry. But I think it's fair to say we're talking with Carrie Luxem, CEO at Restaurants HR Group, Inc. She has got a book out, The Restaurant Operator's HR Playbook, which if you own a restaurant, it would make sense that you would want to pick up this and maybe read it. But I think it's fair to say that the way the restaurant industry will go forward will be a lot different than what we saw before the pandemic. It, not just with money, but also with the way employees are treated and how they're valued, as opposed to hiring somebody and 6-7 weeks later, they're floating onto another job. And then all of a sudden, you've got to go through the hiring process again. So if employees have done that kind of soul search during the pandemic, one would think the good restaurant owners and operators would have done the same thing.
Right. Right. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think that this industry has always had sort of that stigma of being an industry that's sort of like you come in and you come out, and that's never going to change. But I think the owners and the operators that really are passionate about their business, they can attract really great talent from within the industry or that's not in the industry as well.
Yeah. So your husband owns 12 restaurants. Is it in the Chicago area or is it?
He has has 24 right now. They're all in the Chicagoland area, and it's a Dunkin' Donuts franchisee. He's a Dunkin' Donuts franchisee.
Hey, the country runs on Dunkin'. You know that.
They do.
So if you want to
hire people, you just have to drink more Dunkin', I guess.
Drink more Dunkin'. Absolutely. Buy those donuts, because those donuts have the five basic food groups in them. So why wouldn't you buy those Dunkin' donuts?
Exactly, Ken. You got that right.
Carrie, thank you so much for your time. Good stuff. Stay
thank
well
you.
And stay well up there in Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.